As the state's economy gets bigger, the Maine National Guard is getting smaller. Brigadier General Doug Farnham says the state will lose about 120 positions over the next 3 years as the Guard realigns its forces. A.J. Higgins has details.
Farnham, the Adjutant General for the Maine National Guard, says the reductions phase in through attrition over the next 3 years will allow his forces to prepare for the change that will bring total numbers down to about 2,100 by year's end.
That's what we've been working on very hard over the last year, is making sure that the force structure that we do have is relevant. It doesn't do us any good as a state or as a federal government to have units that are not relevant. They don't have the equipment that's needed. They don't have the people that are trained in a way that's needed. So at the end of the day, what's much more important to us is having the right people, the right equipment for both the federal and state mission.
Farnham assumed the helm of the Maine National Guard in January after leaving his post as wing commander of Maine Air National Guard's 101st Air Refueling Wing in Bangor. He is the fourth adjutant general named by Governor Paul LePage in 5 years to command the state's Guard forces based in Augusta.
I loved the wing up in Bangor. That was, you know, a kind of a dream job for an airman to be the wing commander in your hometown. You know, it was just a great job, and I loved every minute of it. But to come down here and take on this responsibility has been very exciting too. And I joke with the Army that I've had to learn a little bit of Army, and they've had to learn a little bit of air to make it all work.
As Adjutant General, Farnham also serves the state as Commissioner of the Department of Defense, Veterans, and Emergency Management. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.